Hey everybody, this is Ricky and crew for Sipitel. To my right we have Seth, and then to my further right we have Isaac, and the farther right we have Ryan. The whole crew is here today busting out another podcast. It's been about a month, it's about that time, so let's have some fun, talk about some beer. First of all, let's talk about the fact that we're in a new setup. This is more of my house. We have Jeff in the shot. Hey, Jeff Proops, he's joining us from Survivor. And yeah, we're just trying something a little bit different. Not only are we trying something a little different with the setup, we're trying something a little different with the beer. Instead of having a single brewery, and I think this was talked about on the mini sip. Did we talk about this on the mini sip?
Yeah, I think we did.
All right. So we mentioned the fact that we're going to try something a little bit different. It makes it easier to try. There's a lot of breweries it's tough to get multiple beers from. A good example of that would be a Cloudburst. So this allows us to be able to try a beer from there without necessarily have to try to get four beers from there. I mean, same thing. The same problem comes with like a Belching Beaver. We have usually I can run over to the store and get like one or two Belching Beavers, probably three Magnets in a certain way because they always have a rotating thing of beer, and then all the beer trades. It's gonna be tough to get that stuff here. Mm-hmm. So that is what it is. Also on top of that, a quick note: it's been probably 2 weeks since the mini sip. I had a dog sickness and then a Ricky sickness, so we have not had any mini sips. But that means I have a stupid amount of stuff to talk about because I should have done one 2 weeks ago and I felt like garbage. I should have done a week ago and I felt like garbage. And so it is what it is. But outside of that, let's get going on this podcast. How about that? Has anyone had anything of interest to drink this week?
No.
Oh, week. What am I saying? Month?
Yeah, month. Yeah.
We're about on a month, right? We've been hitting the middle of the month. I think we're about 2 or 3 weeks out, right? Because we did around Christmas.
Yeah.
So... has anyone had anything interesting to drink over the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, I had one of the beers that was the like the pear. So I had that Game of Thrones.
That the opposite of the one that you another one of the series that you brought?
Yeah. It was the Queen of Dragons, and that's one of the best beers I've had in a while.
What's that? It was a pear.
Now I feel stupid because I don't actually remember, but it was delightful.
It was thanks, another one from them. Yep. Was it a sour by chance? Do you remember?
No, it wasn't a sour.
That's good. Sours are gross.
Yeah, no, it was a porter of some sort.
Nice. Oh, because
it's very unique.
That series is like a dark beer style. They're supposed to be like kind of Games of Thrones-y filling. It makes me like, it's a good thing to drink that night.
Dun, 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 dun. Yep. Oh, sorry. Copyright.
Yeah, don't get a copyright strike right now. They're all weird about that too on all the podcasts. Like they can't even sing
Caribbean
music.
Caribbean theme you're doing?
Yeah, no, not even that.
How dare you? That's Disney. That's even made worse. Up by myself. Ryan, is there anything you've had? Have you gone to any breweries or anything like that?
No, I haven't had a chance to really do much besides drink a few cheap beers here and there.
Nice. Oh, what cheap beers? Bring some heat.
Some Rainier, some Rolling Rock.
Oh, wow. Oof. I guess desperate times for everyone. At least it wasn't the Beast.
The Beast?
Yeah, what's that? What's the Beast? I can't even think of
it. I feel like there's a Natty certain Mike level of
Milwaukee. Milwaukee Best.
Old Schwill. Yikes.
Oh, yikes. God.
Was it Black Ice?
Oh, man.
Black Ice. That's the first. Oh, no, it was Ice House. Ice House was the first beer that I ever had.
Throw around some old English.
Bad intro.
Was it Mickey's? Grab some Mickey's?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have some fun tonight.
Some Odell's.
There's a brewery in Texas called Odell Brewing, right? Is that the one that... And it, like the first time I heard that, I was like, Odell's? And I was like, I don't want that. Yeah. But my buddy recommended their IPA, and I saw it, and I was like, Odell's. And I tried it, and I was like, this is a really good IPA. I'm glad I tried it, but... from the name, I was just like, no, that can't be right. Seth, have you had anything of interest?
I've had a few, yeah. I've kind of been on a dark beer kick.
Nice.
A winter ale.
Let's open the first beer.
Okay. I'll get it. I'll get it going. Our first beer.
English style?
Yeah, is a from Britain. Actually, Ryan, this is your beer.
You introduce it.
So it's...
turn towards the camera and you get a second, too.
Made by Robinson's. It's the Iron Maiden Trooper. I don't know if you can see it, but
man,
Eddie's
so
on there.
Yeah. I'll zoom in on that part.
It looks like a beer bottle.
I'll bring it in like... Nice. Oh, dude, that's a badass bottle. There's a bottle opened right here.
Yep.
See, we're going to figure out the mics for the couch setup. That's the only thing I think we're going to have to change if we do the couch setup again. Maybe next week we'll be on beanbags. The best part is I don't own beanbags, so I'd have to buy beanbags to make it happen.
No. Nope.
Maybe just we're, for we're over single 22 trampolines. Years old.
We can't have beanbags. So you're just slowly bouncing just the entire time?
You know, for our health.
We'll just do a cross leg on the ground, on pillows.
Yeah, so I went to BevMo and searched around, and anytime I can see a beer that also is incorporated with a Rock Band,
dude, heck yeah.
I have to try it.
Are there other ones you've had? I know I've seen them. I can't.
Elysians? They make a Def Leppard one, that IPA, that's really good.
Belching well. Beaver has two Deftones ones. Digital Bath and...
Oh, I've had that one.
I'm not going to ever think of the other one. I didn't realize it was Deftones. So I looked at it, and I was like, oh, it's actually Deftones.
Nice. I'll have to try that.
It's a solid beer. Well, I mean, it's Belching Beaver. They're pretty small also, so you'll see them every once in a while. No, but they're like some of their beers, like, they kind of do like three magnets in the same way where you don't see their beers all the time. They kind of rotate through the hops and whatnot. Ooh, it smells. What is that smell? That smells really good.
Is it malty? The malt
tastes kind of like juice.
I believe it's malty.
It is very English because it is not a very strong beer. 4% is not a very high percentage, but it's a solid beer.
And it's on the warm side, so we are drinking it how they want you to drink it.
How the English would drink it?
Yes.
We're on point.
It's got a like floral taste to it.
Yeah, you're right. It kind of,
I do like the idea of lower percentage beers, though, especially if you're like going on a pub crawl, like a day of drinking. It's going to be hard to have a day of drinking, you know, like Imperial IPAs.
That's the challenge with the beer fest, right? Like you go to, well, like the Winter Beer Fest is a great example of that. All that stuff is like 11 and 12%. So you, like beer three, you're off your ass and you're like, well, this is a mistake. And just trying stuff, not tasting anything at that point. Mm-hmm. Just making it worse.
A champagne-y taste to it a little bit.
I can see that. I see what you're saying. Seth, like though. Go with what you've been drinking. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. So yeah, I've kind of been on a winter beer kick, which is appropriate for the time of the year. And I had a few, actually just last weekend, I had one that I've had before, the Fremont Winter Ale, which is just really great.
Is this called Winter Ale, right? The blue can?
Right, yeah. I think it used to be the Abominable, and they changed the name.
Well, because the Abominable is now they're barrel-aged, right?
Right, I think that's correct, yeah. So that was a really good one. And then I had a Firestone Walker Mocha Merlin, mm-hmm. which is like coffee-infused stout, which I thought was really good. And then what was the other one that I had? The 10-50 by Oscar Blues,
10-50.
Which is an Imperial Stout, which I also thought was great.
Oscar Blues is one of those breweries. I see them in Walmart, so sometimes I don't think that they're a real brewery. But then you get them and you're like, oh yeah, they make really good beer.
Yeah, they've got some solid. Their Pinner Throwback is super good.
Well, because they're the one that make your favorite one from last year, the coconut porter.
Oh yeah, Coconut Death.
That was your jam,
or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Every
time you came over, you brought the Coconut Death. You're like, I brought the Coconut Death.
And that was my wife's favorite too. That was Lindsay's favorite.
It was a good beer.
But yeah, those are the ones that I've had recently. I've had a few other ones, but I don't actually remember what they were. I had a friend that brought some over, and I didn't get to see what they all were. But anyways, just been really enjoying the winter beers this year.
It's the time to do it.
Yeah.
So for me, that's first. I go through the beers I can think of off the top of my head. We went to, I know, it's a stupid long list. I've been to, okay, so first I will say I've been drinking a little bit less because I'm getting all fatty again, and I don't want to be fatty Ricky again. So I've been limiting my beer drinking to like one or 2 days a week versus like every night of the week, except for I did have a beer last night because I was like, why not? And the night before. Yeah, I guess I'm back to every night of the week.
And then tonight.
Well, because like we went and worked out, and I was like, I earned a beer, and we worked out hard because it was like mini CrossFit. It wasn't quite CrossFit, but it was like mini CrossFit.
Climbing gym?
Yeah. They have all kinds of classes, and that's the only way I get Amanda to go lift with me.
Ah, that's cool.
She hates it, but loves it. What do you think? You hate it? She loves it.
Nice.
So I've been getting down on Fat Orange Cat. I had two of theirs. I can't remember what the first one was called. The one I had last night was called... I'm not going to remember that one was called. They have weird names. They have a little bit longer of names. But Fat Orange Cat is awesome. I'm a big fan of them, and I've seen them pop up at Pint Defiance... Not Ollie Tap Room, but Craft Brewing up north, and maybe Ollie Tap Room, I don't know. And then I saw at Tacoma Boys, a bunch of them. So I'm going to try to get down on a lot of their stuff. I did have a Belching Beaver Mosaic IPA. It was really good.
That was good.
Yeah, that's a solid beer. And their can art right now is on point. Like the Troy
Fall
one.
Of Troy.
That one was awesome. And then the Mosaic one is cool because it looks like the stained glass.
Oh, is that their milkshake one?
No. Which one? Oh, wait, that Fall Troy is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I did have that one tonight. Recently. That one was really good.
That one's good. It's super, super
sweet. It's really sweet.
But yeah. It's really good. I guess I had a Fall Troy since last time, probably. I don't know. But we've done a couple of beer events. So I tried the 2017 Deschutes Abyss. That was okay. Like, you know when, so like my problem with that one is like, have you had a beer that isn't supposed to be aged that ends up getting aged a little bit too long and it gets that like coppery or metallic taste to it? That's what this had. You know what? When I let you guys try that Ecliptic Hazy IPA, when I opened it, I tried it and I was like, you know what? This has that little metallic-y taste. It's a little too old. It was on the shelf just a little too long. And that's what the Abyss had. And I was like, eh. It's good, but it seemed like it was just a little, it was on the edge of being good. I mean, it was almost bad, I think, is the problem. But then we tried a couple other beers there. I had a Rubens Hazy something. I mean, just a stupid amount of beer. There's just too many to list right now. So, have you guys done any cool like brewery visits or anything? Hit up anything that you haven't done yet? Or even something you have been to? Like, have you been Three Magnets recently?
I haven't been, no.
What are you doing?
I know. I haven't been.
You're Mr. Three Magnets.
Well, I haven't been in a while, actually. So my wife's actually doing like a dry January. So I haven't been going out nearly as much.
Yeah.
So I haven't been to any beer events recently. I think we're going to try to maybe do that pub crawl in February. We didn't talk about that before.
I just kind of threw it out there.
But it's like Tuesday night, so we'll have to pace ourselves.
The 12th? Is it Tuesday night?
Yeah.
I thought that was on a weekend. Galentine's. Yeah, the 12th.
February 12th.
It should be a Valentine's thing. It should be on a weekend. It does. We'll further discuss it. I'm pretty sure it's on a Saturday evening.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Because the Amanda one will go on a Tuesday evening. Sunday evening.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was I looking at? I must have been looking at March. Anyways.
But yeah.
I digress.
So, well, okay. So event wise. Okay, that's anybody else visit a brewery?
No, I haven't been to anything. There is an event coming up.
Are you looking?
Not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Are you in the right year?
It's like a coffee stout event that's happening over at Pine
Pines.
You might
want to talk to
Lindsay. Oh, nice. So, yeah, I thought that sounded pretty cool. It's like in the middle afternoon.
No, it's a weekend.
Are you talking tomorrow?
On a Sunday. I think it was a Sunday. So, yeah, I think that's something that might work with my schedule. Go check that out.
The one tomorrow at Pine Defiance?
Is that tomorrow?
Yes.
Is it the 19th today?
I could be mistaken.
I think it's Sunday.
I thought it was tomorrow.
It's the 20th.
Today's the 18th.
So it's on
the 20th. I'm sorry. Today's Friday.
It's Sunday.
My bad. Yeah. Sunday, yes. I forgot what day it was. That's on me. But yeah, Sunday's the Pike Defiance thing. We're going to try to do that. We're going to watch Escape Room and try to head over afterwards.
Are you? Okay, cool. Yeah. Let me know.
I will definitely let you know. I mean, I want to because I've been to one of the Pike Defiance things for a while. They get busy. Well, I don't know. They could get busy. Ryan, have you hit any breweries up in Seattle?
No, I haven't. I've been trying to hook up with a friend down there, and so eventually, once we do, hopefully we can go to a brewery.
Nice. Yeah. Are you looking at Hales, or are you thinking about something else over there?
Probably somewhere I haven't been yet. So
yeah, see,
I almost stopped by Hales to grab a beer tonight, but I decided
it's a Tuesday
to go somewhere else. But
No, for the Galentine's thing. Sorry. Oh, see, my bad. I thought that was on a weekend. Never mind. We could do that another time then.
Yep. We can even plan this another time.
Yeah. It's fine. Producer Amanda corrected me on something. Either way, I don't even know what we're talking about now. Oh, breweries and events. So event-wise, I've done a couple things. We did one at Red Hot. That was the Deschutes thing. Allison and Michael met up with us. We tried a couple beers, played some card games. It was fun. And then I feel like we did something else. I don't know. There was something in my mind that I had. I'm spacing on it. Yeah, we did another event. But we have some stuff coming up that we're planning. Now the beer crawl might be a little off, but what is that? I'd go for the pale first. I think the brute's gonna be that's a brute IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be a little stronger than the pale. The pale.
Is the pale?
Yeah.
Dig it.
So go ahead and crack. Oh, here, I'll talk about it real quick. Yeah. Okay, so for our second beer, we're doing a beer share style, so it's gonna be all over the place. I have Topping Goliath. Topping Goliath, I've gotten off a Taver. That's the only way I could get it right now. They make awesome beer. Although I'll talk about that in a second. I've had their Pompeii, which is really, really good. This is actually the reason I joined Taver, was so I could get Toppling the Goliath. That was one of the beers. I was like, I hope they get it. And I saw it. I was like, well, I'm buying nothing but Toppling the Goliath now. I have a lager of theirs coming. I have to go grab it sometime this next couple weeks. And yeah, I hope you guys like it as well. Let me crack that open. Oh, this is the Pseudo Soup Pale Ale. Does that tapping thing do anything? I don't know. It's one of those things I've done since I was a kid because people are like, oh, it cuts out on the fizz. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it's true either. I do it too.
It's just our habit now, right?
Mm-hmm. It's an urban legend.
Never done that before.
You've never done the tap?
No, I thought it was silly.
You might be right. It may just be silly too. Let's see. So we have a couple kind of pseudo events because we saw the Ollie Tap Room doing the
Dark Knights.
And it sounded awesome. And then we saw the price at $40, and I was like, nah, I'm cool.
The list of beers is amazing. Yeah. It's probably worth the money, but...
Yeah, but man...
Because it's 8 pours.
Yeah. I don't know.
And they're all, like, barrel-aged, like, high percent... Like, I think the lowest percentage one is a 10% beer.
Definitely will need
You're
a DD.
You're not
going
to through 8 pours on
10%. I mean, I'm not saying I could. But I'm saying, for someone who's into that, that's probably why it is what it is.
I mean, when I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a guarantee. And I saw it was at 40. I was like, man, that'd be $80 for us to go to that. I was like, it's not even a real beer fest. I mean, like you said, it'll probably be worth it. It's probably cool. I kind of glanced at the list. It's some good stuff. It's stuff you can't really find anywhere else. But, man,
I'm gonna get
$80.
A
growler fill. Oh, you think you'll get a growler fill. That is super expensive. Like, have you tried a growler fill? Even, like, grumpy fill? Any of the
barrel-ish?
Super professional
no.
podcaster over there. Any of the barrel-ish stuff? It's
no,
so expensive.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do our own little Black Ale Fest, right?
Yeah, that's
I
right.
didn't pour any in mine. I'm so dumb.
Oh, that is fruity.
Yeah.
I have moved, because I was a big IPA guy for a long time, and I've started to appreciate pails, because they're not usually quite as hoppy as an IPA.
Oh, man. Pails are your first step to sours.
No. Yeah, that would never happen. Drug. I did a whole...
Gateway beer.
Gateway beer, yeah.
I did the whole thing of sours down at Blue Owl. Is that what it's called? Everyone, I was like, oh, this is okay. Then I'm like, oh, I can't keep drinking this. I'm glad I tried it, but it's just not for me. Pails, though, on the other hand, I'm game for.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys thought about any of your... beer goals this year? Have you guys even started working on any of them?
Well, my beer goal involves getting everybody's schedule organized to go on an expedition to Montana. So
that's gonna be a tough one.
How realistic is that? I'm not
sure. I mean,
it's
realistic.
But I'd love to do it.
I mean, I don't want to go in a van, but I'm also not against going in a van. We'll see.
Let's go in a couple cars.
So I got a 128 ounce CO2 compressed growler for Christmas.
Nice.
So one of my beer goals is to
find
an event where
God
I can fill
damn.
It for 128 ounces and drink it all.
That's gonna be an expensive fill.
Yeah, but it's a like double walled, vacuum insulated with like a top that you put in a CO2 cartridge, and it actually has a tap built in with a pressure gauge.
Okay, I was gonna say, I've
so
seen those.
Basically, it's like a little mini keg. Yeah,
they have like a little gold bar that comes off it or something, mm-hmm. right? That thing is
so
nice.
But I was like, 128 ounces is a lot of beer. So
well, okay, so like,
bring your appetites.
A normal.
What'd you say?
So my phone went off too.
A normal.
Growler 64.
Yeah, 64. So that's just double that.
It's
most
16
of them are,
16 ounce pours.
Yeah, and like a normal growler usually goes like $12, $13, unless you're going exotic.
Oh, it's, wait, it's not 16. That doesn't make sense.
No, because but
it's
you
eight
have
16 ounce pours.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's going to be crazy expensive. It'll be like $25, $30, depending on the beer you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's still, that's just the thought of that. But the plus is, I think that lasts for more than a couple days.
Right. Like I think it said it'll keep for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Even after you've started using it.
Yeah, because like a normal growler, like at 99 bottles, they used to seal it with a piece of plastic. And it would be, they said it's good up for 2 weeks until you open it. Once you open it, it's going up for a couple days. And that's like all growlers. And apparently growlers too. I didn't know that because they look like giant cans. But what I was reading is they're really only good for about 2 or 3 days as well. You're not supposed to keep those for very long because they're not set right. So there's no room for like air expansion in there. So they can pop. And it's just a sealed top. So that anytime that could pop off if it's not sealed tight enough, it doesn't have the gap in there. So yeah, that's cool. That's cool because like I like growler fills, But then if you get a growler fill like on a Friday, but then for whatever reason you don't end up drinking on Saturday, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I gotta kill this thing before the week or the weekend's over, or else I mean, I just wasted $10.
Yeah.
That's, I just look forward to seeing you roll into the like the bottle shop with your giant ass growler. Yes.
Oh, you say like you say like he's the only one. That growler is a nice growler. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
And not just on Amazon. I've seen that in person. You're like, God damn, that's a dope ass growler.
And you'll get some newbie who's like just joined the shop, and they're like, how do I do this, man? Where's Kevin?
Yeah.
So wait, do you CO2 it yourself?
Yeah, or? It uses the CO2 cartridges that you'd find in like a pellet gun or something like that. And so, yeah, you basically put it in the cap and then you seal it and then you like twist the dial and it pressurizes the whole thing.
That's crazy.
It's cool. It's fancy. My parents got it. And if they don't listen, but if they are, thank you.
That's cool when you have, when you get a beer gift, that's awesome. I guess is the best way to say it. Like I follow a guy on Instagram who got a pretty good beer gift where someone who knows him, one of his family members, got him a 2016, 2017, 2018 version of Elysian's Fix. And he was like, that's actually not a bad deal. That's a really good stout. And I was like, but you could also end up with a, I don't know, think of something weird that you don't like. And you're like, oh, thanks, Mom. I mean, it just happens sometimes. Like, whenever you get nerdy about something and your parents try to be helpful. Like, Amanda used to get 1,000 owls for days. And she still gets a lot of owls. But there was a certain point where you're like, I don't really need more owls. Or shot glasses for me. My parents will still give me shot glasses. And I love shot glasses as a kid. When someone would go somewhere, I'd be like, oh, yeah, grab me a shot glass. But then you get 30 shot glasses, and you're like, I don't need more shot glasses.
Where do you keep all the shot glasses?
Goodwill has a couple of them. I hate to say it, but like at a certain point, you're just, like, even for beer glasses. Like, if people buy me beer glasses, I'm like, cool. And I have to shuffle my other ones out, though, because I'm like, I got so many beer glasses.
Yeah.
Is you only drink out of me. How many beer glasses do you drink out of? I have 1,000. I drink out of 3. It's the two are my two tulip stem ones and my two pint defiance ones. So 4. 4 beer glasses is all I drink out of because I wash them every time I use them. So it's just like, I don't need many more of these. But yeah, it happens. Usually, I mean, it's fine. It's cool.
Just drink, unless it's like a growler, you usually just drink out of the bottle or can.
Yeah. Well, I see. I always put mine in. I'm such a dork.
I put mine in a glass too.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Ricky.
I'm such a dork. And because I can't take a picture in a can. You guys see what the beer looks like.
Your game has been on point, by the way.
Thank you.
I've seen you doing the little experimental.
I'm trying some new things.
Glass tilted to the side.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, I did like that
one. That was with the group hug. Yeah, I decided, I was like, I got this cool glass that doesn't have a stem on it. Let's try tilting it. So I tilted it. I was like, I like that picture. That worked out well. I used to only take them in the kitchen. Now I'm moving over to the table because I think it has slightly better lighting. And also the table's cleaned off right now, so it works out well. So most of my beer goal stuff, nothing has been completed yet, but I had one of my big ones was that I wanted to try to drink out more, like go to like events and drink at breweries. And we've been doing pretty good about that. Like we did, like I said, we did top of Tacoma, the Red Hot. We've done like the Red Hot like so many times recently. I don't know how we end up at the Red Hot so much. We did something else though recently. Amanda, what else did we do? God, it's going to drive me nuts. Cause I had it in my, oh, we did the Wingman thing. Ha ha. Got it. We did the Wingman. That was a nightmare though, so it's fine. We did the Wingman porter. They do their P51 porter, but a bunch of different flavors. But there was 1,000 people there. We got there maybe 30 minutes after it started. There were so many people, so you couldn't really sit down. And we both got Amanda got the Mayan chocolate, and I got the s'mores. And it didn't really taste like anything. It didn't push the flavor enough to make you go, oh yeah, this is really cool. It was just like, eh. It just tastes like a porter. But, I mean, and I'm not trying to poo-poo on Wingman. They're just not one of my favorite breweries. Like, I thought their porter game was a little more on point, but it's hit or miss. Tomorrow, we're going to try to go to, depending on how the day is and if Amanda's feeling okay, we're going to try to go to Lowercase Brewing because it's their 5th year anniversary.
Oh, cool.
And then Sunday's the Pint Defiance thing, in which I hit that up. So a lot more, like I said, just a lot more, like, event, drinking out stuff versus just buying 1,000 cans and letting it sit in my fridge. Oh, and then we did like a little mini beer share here thing because I had a fridge full of beer that I had to get rid of because I don't have space. So
it was quite delicious.
Yeah, it was a surprise too. I was not expecting to have wide array of beers that
we
were drinking. I woke up that morning and looked at my fridge. I was like, I gotta get rid of some of this beer. I just especially if I'm only trying to drink one day a week, I cannot drink it fast enough. So I pulled out, let me think. We had the Pipe Dream one. That was the one that looked like a Mario pipe. You like the can art on that one a lot.
I did, yeah.
That one is actually pretty good. It wasn't bad. It was one of those ones, the first time I had it, I was like, this is okay. And then I tried it, when I was trying it that day, I was like, you know what? There's a little more fruitiness in the back note than I thought it there was. We had...
I like the one with the dynamite. Dogs when they're kind of like the kings on
yeah,
the cart.
That's a Licking Hole Creek. Yeah, they have some good stuff.
That was really good.
I want to get more of their stuff. They're like at a farm over in Connecticut or something. And they pop up on... They're popping up on Taver every once in a while. But I think they do shipping from their brewery to your house, but I don't know how that works. And they didn't answer my Instagram question. I called out something, so I was like, no, I'll try this out later. Because they do free shipping if you buy like a case of beer. And I was like, do I have to buy one beer or can I mix and match? And they didn't answer. So I was like, all right, I'll figure this out later. Yeah. And then we had the one that had really cool spray paint art. I cannot remember what that one was called. It's something project. It's like New York Beer Project or something like that. And then we had the Anchorage Apple Pie. And then Headfold, Hazy, the Shoots Hazy, and the Headfold of Dynamite, the old one, the version 4 or 5. Mm. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I was glad that I was able to. I mean, hell, I like to share beer with anyone who comes over, so I will do that as often as I can. And it was just a great opportunity to free up some space in my beer, not my fridge, not my beer. Let's try the next beer. That's where my head was at.
So where are we going next?
I would say yours right? Yeah. Would right. be the good one because I think yours is gonna be a little bit better or lighter than the barrel aged.
So what I got is the Double Mountain Sparkling Ale Fermented with Champagne Brut IPA.
I like how it looks like an actual champagne.
Yeah, bottle. I know. That caught my eye, and I was like, holy shit, is that Double Mountain? Double Mountain is one of the breweries that I really fell in love with after moving to the Pacific Northwest. They're down in Hood River. Their brewery itself makes amazing food. Their pizza... To date, best pizza I've ever had in my entire life. Nice. They've got a white truffle oil pizza. I think it's called the Truffle Shuffle.
Yeah, delightful. Of course it is.
But yeah, these guys put out some good beers. They, like I said, they were my favorite for a while. I'm not going to say that they are anymore just because I've been going out and trying a
Dude,
lot
so much
of good beer.
Beer. Yeah, it's hard to say nail one down.
I don't know. And this is a special one that I haven't actually tried before. Typically, if I'm out in the brew, like any bottle shop, you'll find the Double Mountain Kolsch.
Yes.
And that's about it.
There's usually...
It seemed that's the one that they have.
Is that the green-labeled one?
Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's brown.
I feel like I've seen something else, but yeah, you're right. There's only one or two up here,
but
right?
It's like the Kolsch is like the one that I see. So it's pretty exciting to see something that's not Kolsch.
Nice.
So let's give it a try.
Boom.
I'm going to pass that over. So I've had a couple brutes... And when I saw them coming out, my impression was I probably wouldn't enjoy them a lot because they're like remind me of champagne.
And would not enjoy?
Would not. And I so far I've been mostly correct on the ones I've had. I think I had the Three Magnets.
Brew. Oh yeah, they had one. What was it called?
I can't remember.
It was in a light colored can.
Yeah, like it was like a white can, right?
Yeah. We had it at that Craft and Brews. Not Craft and Brews. The one before that.
Thank you, good sir.
It was at they had it at the History Museum.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But they also had it at the Tap Room the other night. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that History Museum, you saw that they're doing 4-packs on their passes now? You could do...
A beer?
No, 4-pack for the events.
Oh, yeah. Year. You can buy all 4 events for what? Like $60?
Yeah, it's like $15 cheaper. $65. I think that's a pretty good deal. I think we're... That's on Thursdays. That's a mess up our fitness night. I mean, that's fine. Or maybe we could do both. I don't know.
Yeah, not sure that I like this beer, actually.
Yeah, brutes are weird, man.
It's got a little...
You took the words out of my mouth.
It's dry. It's dry like a champagne.
God, this is awful. You want to try it?
Yeah, it's...
It's like a champagne.
It I feel like I took a bite
is it IPA?
Of like a...
I feel like I'm getting hints of Rolling Rock here.
Oh.
It's dry like a champagne, but it has none of the
sweetness.
Like, yeah, none of the.
What kind of beer is this? Is it a brute IPA or
it's
is
a brute
it
just, IPA? Yeah.
Yeah. So I read there was a thread on either Reddit or Beer Advocate. Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, I don't know if I can make my way through this one.
That's I'm gonna shotgun it and make it happen, but that's interesting. Yeah, can you move the mouse? Good. Hopefully, it didn't go to sleep. Click on the mouse. There it goes. Okay.
Oh, we're still here.
We're still going.
That's interesting. Just over the right way. Good morning. Yeah, there was a Reddit thread or a Beer Advocate thread that was talking about this, like, does anyone like brewed IPAs? And it was just everyone being like, it was Beer Advocate. Everyone's like, not really. I've tried these five and I hate them. And I'm like, it's just a world not for me.
Like, I like champagne though.
I don't like champagne. You
know, I also like champagne.
But this was like
I don't like.
Okay,
this beer.
I guess a good question would be: would this taste okay with orange juice?
No.
You know, it might.
You
want to
grab some orange juice?
It would taste better.
We're gonna try it out. We're gonna test it.
It's not high enough alcohol
on.
to be like a mimosa.
It has. It can't be much different. I guess it'd be a lot different.
Champagnes are in the teens, right? Typically. Low teen?
I think so.
This is so gross.
Don't gag, Ricky.
It's
don't
really
gag.
Not great.
Well, we're going to try it for orange juice. We're going to test something live.
But it's an IPA brewed with, like, what? Live. Champagne yeast, right? Isn't that the...
Yeah.
Yeah, champagne yeast.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
It's got... Right.
Well, if I see anything else advertised with champagne yeast, I know to
avoid it. Speaking of yeast,
okay,
I...
That's a weird segue.
Yes, it is. Well, it's applicable, you'll see.
Holy cow, it's better. It's a lot better for orange juice.
All right, I'll take a little bit of orange juice. Oh, sorry, Rick.
I mean, it might just be
just
orange juice.
Just a splash. That's good.
It's
we
better.
Had my buddy Ryan.
Is it good? No.
The beer Ryan.
Beer Ryan.
Beer Ryan. Yes. We'll give him the
Thank
name
you.
Beer Ryan.
We got a better nickname. Beer Ryan.
Not Grumpy Ryan.
This is Beer Ryan. What are you talking about?
Oh, we have another.
No,
beer Ryan.
This is beer. This is beer nerd.
Beer
Ryan.
Beer expert Ryan.
Oh, yeah, beer expert. Yeah, B E Ryan. Can we call him B E R?
Sure.
Beer.
Sure, that's fine.
Burr. Beer.
Yeah. Burr.
Dumb burr.
gosh, where was I going? Oh, yeast. Yeah, we had he had a three magnets beer that somehow was the yeast was cross contaminated with like a wild yeast, and the beer tasted nothing like it was supposed to because it had a different yeast in the can or in the process somehow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It didn't taste bad. It just definitely didn't taste like what it was supposed to be.
I made the top in glass. I have to rinse out my glass. That was awful. I have to rinse out my taste buds also.
Yeah, it just tastes like orange juice.
I just don't. Yeah,
better,
I mean that's
but not.
I realize now that even though I said it was better, I think it's just I'm just drinking
just tastes
orange juice.
It's orange juice, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. It's got a little tang to it. It reminds me more of a Brass Monkey than a mimosa.
I don't know what a Brass Monkey is.
I would much rather just drink champagne or orange juice, not beer with orange juice.
Yeah, I know the song. I don't know what the actual drink is. Oh, wait. Does it say it in the song? Is that why you guys were singing it?
I don't think it does say it.
I know some of the lyrics.
It's anytime you can start some Brass Monkey.
I don't know if it's... Is it just Old English?
It has to be a mix of something.
With orange juice.
Interesting.
Because I always had it with OE.
Gross.
I mean, this is high school days. It was.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't have any taste back then. I was drinking Ice House.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
I remember when I started drinking. It was PBR and High Life after.
Might as well be drinking some Mad Dog 2020.
You know I'm not knocking PBR.
We did the test. PBR came out as the best, remember?
Yeah.
We need to do that again. That was a lot of fun.
By the way, nailed that. I still want to bring that
up.
Yeah, you did.
You killed it.
Was Ryan there for that?
No.
Nope.
No.
See, he might be the
champion. Oh, Ryan's
going to
take it. I'll get. We'll maybe next podcast. We'll do that again because that was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was gonna say bring up some. Oh, so the other thing, another one of my beer goals is beer trade, and I went from having zero beer trades on the docket to having three, all leaving tomorrow. So that was a shock, but I'm excited to get that done, and then I'm gonna take a break from beer trades for a while, because I'm gonna have once again a stupid amount of beer in the fridge. I'm trading off. The Mosaic IPA by Belching Beaver, the newest Head Full of Diamond, I think it's version 8. They need to stop giving up version because it's getting stupid now, right? It's 8. We're only up to 8.
Are they trying to refine the recipe, or are they just producing new releases?
I guess I don't know. I guess it's just a new release. So, I mean, at a certain point, does it really... But they're changing. They must be changing every time. Well, and they had the Fresh Hop that one time where they did the Fresh Hop.
Yeah, that was really good.
Go ahead and talk about your beer. So I'll stop rambling for a second.
Yeah, no, you're good. We were just I actually had this beer in my refrigerator. I was at the store and I saw it there and it kind of piqued my interest. It's a Guinness, but it's a stout aged in bullet bourbon barrels. And so I haven't had a Guinness in a long time and I didn't realize that Guinness actually made bourbon barrel aged stouts. So I thought it'd be an interesting one to try.
I think it's actually the new thing this year. I think a lot of breweries are kind of testing that. Like a lot of mainstream breweries are kind of testing that world. I swear I saw one that was in Jim Beam the other day, but I can't think of what it was. I thought it was Guinness, but you know, actually it might still be Guinness because this label looks different than the one I saw.
Oh, okay.
But I saw it on red. I didn't see this one. I saw one that had a white label, and I think that was the Jim Beam one.
Oh, interesting.
So I think they're just kind of, I mean,
giving it a try.
Guinness have been around for a billion years, and like, while I'm not the biggest fan of Guinness, I do appreciate a Guinness. It's a solid beer. It's just kind of, because it's basically a nitro stout, so it kind of has that flavorless taste almost,
right,
in a
weird
way.
Right, it's got kind
way.
Of a velvety mouthfeel, but
yeah.
no taste.
Yeah, it's in the world of beers that we have right now, it's one of those ones that you try and you're like, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's a Guinness. I guess if you were all beer hipster, tried all the good stuff, and then you went to a bit Guinness, you'd be like, but there's one that tastes like chocolate cake over there. Can I just have the chocolate cake one?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a solid beer, but it doesn't have that, like, booming flavor that you're used to.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it actually surprises me that Guinness is going over to these new styles. Like, they had, it was like a white stout.
Yeah, they did their white stout,
which I thought was horrific. It was really bad.
I never tried it. I always wanted to, and I just never saw it in single bottles. And then when I saw it in single bottles, I was like, I'm not gonna buy it. I don't really care that much.
Have you guys seen the Conan O'Brien episode where he actually like visits Ireland and he goes to the Guinness brewery?
No,
they're so traditional with their beer making method, and even the way that they pour and taste the Guinness, that it is painful. So this is why I'm so surprised that they're partnering up with Bullet to do bourbon barrel.
This is
we have the way that we do it.
This is probably one of the American breweries, though.
Well, no, it says it's brewed in Dublin but aged in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's probably traditional Guinness then.
That's interesting because they have Guinness breweries popping up in the U.S. that they're actually brewing at. So I'm actually shocked that came from Ireland.
Yeah.
But I thought Ireland had because everyone, anyone who drinks, you can open it. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll talk over you.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, you want the crack?
Just a little bit.
Nice hiss. so dumb. So stupid. We've been watching a new YouTube guy. And he just says weird stuff like that. He's so funny. Everyone I talk to, or everyone who talks about Guinness, talks about how good it is if you get it from Ireland, and how much it's just garbage if you get anywhere else. So I don't know. That definitely would be like a high level bucket list at some point, is to go over to Ireland and actually try a Guinness from Ireland. Yeah. Oh, you're fine. I'll grab some more in a second.
I wasn't sure. It's only 11 ounces.
Yeah.
That's only 11 ounces.
Oh, you can smell the bourbon.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, Bullet makes a good bourbon, so I'm not mad at that at all.
Thank you. I've never had their...
It's 10%. You want a little more?
Sure. Oh, the bourbon's good.
Yeah, their bourbon's solid.
And I'm not a bourbon guy, so that... Like, I can drink it straight. Like, I can have a bourbon neat if it's Bullet.
They're, Bullet is one of those ones that sits in the, $35 range, but still a solid bourbon. Mm-hmm. It's... Ooh. Yeah, you can smell it. It's strong.
Like, it's premium, but not like.
It's
oh,
yeah.
That hurts my wallet. Premium.
We're not talking what's that one?
What's that one that you got that was amazing? Like, I could drink.
Oh,
that
Deschutes Crater Lake Barrel Age one.
Yeah,
that thing is I grabbed another. I had. Another, I've been. That's. I don't know. It's tough when you get into that high level bourbon stuff, but you know you can't really afford the high level bourbon. So every 6 months I'll sip it. I'm like, oh, it's so. But then I'm like, no, wait, don't spill anything. Be really careful because it was too much. But yeah.
It's actually, to me, it just tastes like kind of a watered down bourbon, which is not in a bad way. It's like a bourbon without as much
bite.
That's
the challenge of Guinness right there, right?
Yeah. Because there's really not a lot of flavor from the beer that I detect.
No,
a little
right.
bit, but
Guinness
but
is
it has
like
the rice
stuff,
of right?
beer. It just takes on the flavor.
It has a velvety mouthfeel still, like you were talking
right,
about,
yeah.
but it doesn't have the taste.
It's really good for
man. Yeah. I'd just rather have Suburban at this point.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. But it's not it doesn't have the character of some of the B Bomb or the Rusty Nail from Fremont. Or
yeah.
Like the Pelican, Mother of All Storms, things like that.
A good bourbon age has that hint of bourbon taste, but still tastes like a really good beer.
Right.
And I think that's the challenge here, is that you have the taste of bourbon, but you don't taste the beer. And I think it's just too light of a beer. You need kind of a slightly heavier, more flavorful beer.
Yeah, it's not quite as complex as some of the other,
more
especially the more higher dollar bourbon barrel aged.
But I mean, it's also a barrel aged that costs $6 or $7?
Yeah, I think it was $6 or $7 for the, It's like a stubby can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a stubby bottle.
Yeah, about 11 ounces, not quite 12 type thing. Yeah. It's. I mean, it's fine.
I think this would be actually good training wheels for somebody who was like, I want to get into bourbon.
It would
like,
be.
Like, I want to get into bourbon directly. Like, this has the bourbon flavor without the, like, really the kick and the burn.
Yeah. Sometimes even, like, a bourbon just without ice, you're just like, oh, you take that sip, you're like, woo, woo. The vapors are coming off. You're like, woo.
Yeah.
I can't keep drinking.
Yeah, this takes that edge off. This takes that edge off, but it still has a good, like, bourbon flavor with a better feel in your mouth.
Yeah,
I just could not do hard A just like with an ice cube in it.
Oh, I've been
too much for me.
In the whiskey world, I've been just kind of sipping on whiskeys right now. There. I got a couple for Christmas, and I'll throw a shot into my snifter. Snifter, is that what it is? What's the one that's
sounds right?
I don't know. Maybe what's rocks. Called it? Like
sounds wrong, but that's probably right.
Yeah, whatever. Like the small little tulip one. But it's just for whiskey, and just so you get the aerated or whatever BS that is that comes from whiskey people. Let's see what upcoming things do we have. So I like for me, we have a couple events coming up. My big goal is to get down to Portland because I really want to go to Trapdoor and I really want to go to Great Notion, and not just for beer trade. I just want to try Great Notion because that's been driving me nuts. I haven't tried it. It was so close up many times. Oh, and I'm gonna go back to Modern Times. I gotta be honest, that place is dope. So that's like something in the nearest future I want to do for sure.
What do you guys? There's a Harry Potter beer event in Seattle.
Yes, we're going.
Okay. I don't know any other details.
I don't either.
I looked it up. It's in March.
Oh, okay.
On a Friday? Oh, sorry. No, 6:30?
Like p.m.?
Yeah. Sheesh.
Oh, my gosh. 6:30 p.m.?
Hey, Amanda goes to bed at 8:30, and truth be told, there's a lot of nights I go to bed by 9:30, so that's pretty late for us. But I also wake up at 5:30 most days, or earlier.
Anyways, I think it's like Harry Potter themed beers. I don't know any additional details at this time.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, I read a couple things. They had some interesting stuff. They've got DJ Dumbledore.
Yeah, I saw there. It was gonna be super corny like that. I'm excited, but it was gonna be so corny.
They said they're gonna have like different rooms decked out, like you know the places in Harry Potter, like the Leaky Cauldron, and they're going to have like a Diagon Alley.
See, that's going to be the problem. As much as I like reading the Harry Potter books, I'm 5 books in, there's going to be that point where I'm like, I don't care that much about this stuff.
There's going to be some crazy fanatics.
Killed your inner child, Ricky.
I mean, my inner child was strong, and then I read book 5 of Harry Potter, and it disappointed me. Book 5 was the worst. Which one is that?
Is that the Horcruxes?
No.
No. That's the...
It's
the one after Phoenix. The Goblet of Fire, right?
Yeah, Order of the Phoenix. And it should have been cool, but it's this angsty teenager Harry Potter being all whiny, not understanding girls. It was the pits.
Is that the after the tournament?
Yeah. Yes, it's the one after the tournament.
So I stopped reading. The tournament was the last book I read.
The tournament one was cool.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That had everything about that one was cool. I was like, this is a crazy episode. Crazy book. I really enjoyed that one. Not episode, my bad.
Damn, I was like, this episode.
A crazy, crazy book. And I loved that one. And then the book 5 starts. And I was like, I hated my teenage years. Why would I worry about someone else's teenage years? And it was all the same garbage I went through. I was like, I don't want this stuff again. That was the worst. I was a super angsty teen at times. Oh, it was the pits. Other beer fest stuff, beer event stuff that's coming up. I don't know if there's too much more. I'm going to post. I'll try to keep posting stuff on Facebook as I see it. Any beers you guys are looking forward to trying in the near future, or breweries you want to try to visit, even local ones? You need to go 3 Magnets again.
Yeah, I need to get back to 3 Magnets.
They're probably missing you. Your glass is getting all dusty. They're like, who? Remember? I used to remember Seth used to come
here. They don't have customized glasses.
Gotcha. Are you still part of the club then, or is it a year?
I think the support. I think I need to renew if I'm going to renew.
I mean, you might not want to. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because I end up getting a lot of their beer at the tap room anyway. But there was a brewery that you had mentioned for
Headless Mumbly or something like that.
Where's that one at? Is that by
it's the, over by
the industrial park?
No, it's off Harrison. It's like right off of Harrison and is that Harrison? The road that, across from the grocery outlet.
From Gross Out?
But like, but not across towards the Iron Rabbit, across the other way. It's over in that, I think it's over in that area. There's like a plane, like an airline travel agency or something over there.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
I think that's where it's at.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't been there. And then I haven't been to Cascadia Brewing either, which is in downtown Olympia.
Oh.
I've never been, and I walked by it the other night. And
I didn't realize they were down there.
Yeah. So I'll have to check them out, too, sometime.
Interesting, yeah.
I haven't heard anything about their beers. I haven't actually talked to anybody that had been in there, so.
There's a place over by you called Cascades. It's a barcade. Bless you. That I want to try out at some point, but the, I don't know if we'll go out to Puyallup anytime soon. And then there's a weird place in Tacoma called Broken Spoke, which I'm pretty sure is a haircut place, but they're serving a lot of beer now. It's really confusing. I'm following them on Instagram, and like all I see is beer posts, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure they cut hair there. I don't know. I want to actually stop by there at some point just because I'm like, what is this place? As summer comes around, I definitely would do the pub crawl around here. What? What? When? Was I part of this?
Our producer Amanda said we have a date for that.
Apparently, we have a date for that already. Are you sure that's the Tacoma?
Don't he doesn't worry. Remember because he had squinty eyes.
But yeah, I don't. Well, okay, so we got that one. I guess that's not knocked out. I don't even know what else. Like the other things are going on that I want to do, but there's just so many beer things I want to get down on this year. Taver is doing a. Shoot, I think I had to buy the tickets already. Taver's doing like a beer night thing, a customer appreciation thing, but it's on a weeknight up in Seattle. But they're like, it's a bunch of free beer for like $5. It's like $5, yeah. A bunch of beer, and they're doing a bunch of raffle ticket stuff. So I could bring me and Amanda plus two other people if anyone wants to come on like a Thursday night in Seattle. I'll let you know. But yeah. Do anybody else have anything else they want to add? Any goals you want to try to complete in this month?
Well, this month, not January, but beginning of February.
Not calendar month.
In the next month.
Then between now and the next podcast.
The Sip and Tell. Yes,
I do want to see, I will be in Hawaii in the beginning of February. And I want to see if, I'm going to be on Kauai, which is not a very large island, but I'll see if there's any local breweries there.
Well, you have Maui Brewing for sure, right? They have me.
I guess so. Kauai is pretty small. Yeah. So we'll see. But I'll be interested to find out if they have any local breweries or any beer that that is maybe unique or unusual.
I've heard rumors of it. I bet they have. I bet you could get some cool Japanese beers down there, honestly.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Which would be interesting. I don't know if you've had any Japanese beer. There's usually a little bit lighter, but they have some good flavor to them usually.
Mm-hmm. Sapporo.
How about you, Isaac? Anything coming up there you're like, oh, this would be a cool goal to get knocked out in this month?
All right, you know what would be cool? If we do end up making a trip down to Portland, this actually came up to me today when I was standing in line at a sushi place waiting for my bento to get done. I was looking at their sake options, and down in Forest Grove, Oregon, is the only there's an official brewery that's like the sister sake brewery of this huge sake brewery that's in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And so they legit. I'm not sure if they're the only one anymore that's doing it, but mm-hmm. for a long time, at least when I was living down in Portland, they were the only American sake brewery doing the same recipe as the actual like Japanese sake.
Gotcha. Masters.
So they were really good, man. They're really, really good. And they have a tasting room. So if we ever make it down there, like that actually might be worth hitting up because they got a lot of really good like fruity sake drinks and official like thick, like different than your standard, like I'm going to go to the sushi place and get a hot sake. It's not that kind of sake. It's
gotcha.
Good stuff.
Interesting. Ryan, any beer goals between now and then?
Just try to find I want to find a brewery in Seattle that I haven't been to. So that's my goal.
Cloudburst. Cloudburst is awesome.
I'll have to Google it.
It's off of, it's right next to Pike Place. Not right next to Pike Place. It's up the street from Pike Place.
Oh, okay.
If you get a chance to go there, I've been recommending that place to everyone. There's also another brewery up there that we've tried their beer down here called Holy Mountain. They're really good. But I've only tried one of their beers, so I can't say for sure. Yeah. The beer I had was really good. Yeah. I don't think I have too many beer goals outside of trying to get out of Portland or trying to get up to Bellingham and try not to drink all the beer because I don't want to be Fat Ricky again. But outside of that, that's pretty much all I have going. That seems like a good enough place to wrap. We've tried all the beers. We've done all of our stuff. No crazy news coming out for us. I will try to get back on to the once a week mini sip, and I'll try to have you guys, if anyone wants to jump on anytime I'm doing them, you're welcome to. I will probably do one next Saturday. ish, Saturday ish. And I'll have a couple events to talk about, and we could, so that could be easily posted. And outside of that, nothing crazy is going on. So we should be able to do this again middle of next month. We'll plan a day post. I'll try post up on Instagram. And like I tried once, I'll try to do a little mini thing for Instagram about this podcast. I'm super bad at it though, cause I'm a terrible, terrible editor. If you guys know how to edit, you guys feel free to, cause I am awful at it. I've come to realize. But outside of that, this is our podcast. We're trying something new. Maybe we'll try something new again next week. I like the beanbag idea. Amanda's not a fan of it, but she likes beanbags also. She doesn't know it yet. Maybe yoga mats?
What? No. What?
Yeah. I'm not sure it matters to the podcast listeners.
Yeah, the listeners, but the viewers.
Do we have any of those?
We have a couple. Amanda went through and liked a bunch of videos. A couple of people from Joe Rogan subreddit jumped on there because they wanted to know if I had a podcast. I told them I had a podcast. And they're like, where's that? I'm like, oh, here it is. Come check it out. And they're like, oh, I don't like beer. I'm like, all right. But another guy watched it. So we have a couple people who check out stuff.
Okay.
Spread the word, right, one guy.
But outside of that, let's call it a day. Let's have some fun. We'll drink again and talk about it next week or in a month or whatever. I'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about it in a month. Maybe Isaac will talk about it next week or Ryan.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Bup. All right. Yeah. So see y'all later. Have a great night.
Bye.
Cheers.